Is it a robot? Robot or not?
John, listener Joel wrote into robot@theincomparable.com with this question. What is a basement? Joel says, people in Vancouver have a habit of calling the first floor of a two-story house the basement, even if it's at exactly ground level. This level may have the traditional functions of a basement, storage, laundry, extra bedrooms, or a basement suite, but I maintain it cannot be a basement if it's above ground. If you accept my definition, how far below ground must a basement be? Is one step enough? What if the grade is lower on one side of the house than the other? Is a walkout basement a basement? I would suggest that basements should be identified based on the ground level at the building's main entrance. What do you think about a basement?
This actually came up, as we've noted many times, Robot or Not is an American podcast. We talk about things from the perspective of the United States.
Yeah,
we are aware that other English-speaking people in the world have different meanings for words.
We know
that exists.
I just got back from the UK and had to remind myself that the ground floor is zero, and then you go up to one from there.
I was playing a video game with Ben McCarthy. And they were telling me where something was in the video game. And they said, just go up. It's on the second floor. And I went to the second floor. I'm like, I'm here. Where are you? And they said, I'm on the second floor. I said, no, you're on the third floor. and I was already aware of that distinction, but I had not realized it would come up.
Just a matter of perspective.
It's like the floor numbering. Mm-hmm. America has a way to number floors, which is the first floor is also the ground floor. And then the second floor is the one you have to travel up the flight of stairs to the ground floor to go to.
I don't think there's much divergence in Canada, but this is interesting since it's coming from Vancouver of what exactly is going on here. But I like this question because, you know, how do we define a basement? Because there are often multiple entrances or there's a ground floor-ish thing that feels more basement-y. So I'm just kind of wondering. Obviously, Joel has tried to come up with this, you know, you define what your main entrance is, and then a basement is below that.
Yeah, so I swear we might have done this one already, but, you know, the history is long, people might have already forgotten.
I did search for basement in our archive, and it's not there. So maybe we need
full AI transcription and then full text search. Mm. Basement. Gotta be below grade. Below ground. Now, I understand the thing of, like, what if your house is on a hill? We've talked about this before, I think. Walkout basement. That means your house is on a hill, and one side of the basement is fully below grade, or almost fully below grade, but the other side of it is not. It's on grade, or even above grade, because it's a hill, and you walk out of it, and we call that a walkout basement. But it's a modified kind of basement, but still it is basement-ish. Anything that's not below grade, that the dirt doesn't go up above, like, you know, chest height or waist height when you're standing in it, not a basement. So if your ground floor is used as a basement, no, that's not a basement. It's not in the ground. It's you got to be in the ground. And for like split levels and stuff where it's only halfway in the ground, not a basement.
Mm.
You have to, the dirt has to go above halfway at least
One of the walls. Wow.
Yes. Above halfway on one of the walls and hills and all that other stuff. Like, I guess a hill could be on an angle. It has to be above halfway in some section of the wall and then sloping away after that if you needed to. Because split-level houses could have their lower floor. I don't even know what you would call it. But it's not a basement because the dirt only comes up, like, halfway or less all around the thing. So, yeah, basement's got to be in the ground.
Got to be
at least partially. Yeah.
Really,
and if they're not in the ground, it has to be because the grade of the ground causes that, like a walkout basement where there's a hill, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I mean, yeah, there are hills and landfill kind of lead to weird situations where you might have. We stayed in a place in Amsterdam a few years ago where the main, you know, there were steps up to the main level, but there were also on the side little steps down to a little underneath. That was, you know, but it was, I mean, that's a city, but it was below the road and the window kind of looked out at below the road grade. So I would probably call that a basement because at some point it was, even if everybody kind of excavated, it was probably like that. And Seattle, there are a bunch of things like that too, where the city sunk. And so the streets ended up one story up. And so there's a whole like there are a bunch of places where you have to go down, and Boston has some of that too, where there are buildings, like I think on Boylston Street, where there are buildings where there's kind of a whole level that's stairs down to get to like this zeroth floor. We can debate that, but like there certainly is a feeling of like that you're in the underground at this point. You've been defined as being below street level. I think that would probably qualify you.
It gets a little bit trickier in cities where everything seemingly made of concrete and there's not so much dirt, but there's usually still dirt. Even if it's fill, even if it's garbage from centuries ago, whatever it is, it eventually establishes the new level.
I mean, even if it's whatever is beneath the surface of the street, you're down below the street. I think you're in a basement.
My basement has stairs that go down into it too, through the bulkhead. It doesn't make it not a basement just because there's cement stairs that go down to it.
Yeah. Well, good news here in the Bay Area is if I put a shovel in the ground, it immediately that hole fills with water. So no basements here.
Robot or not.